There's a lot of you languish in lockdown. Thousands of Australians and others from across the globe have joined together in song. Of course, the sound of the Couch Choir. It's a digital initiative that's grown out of the Brisbane-based Pub Choir, which has cancelled all of its events because of COVID-19 restrictions for now. This Sunday, the choralists will release their third video just in time for Mother's Day, but it's been an extraordinary experience for all of those involved. Astrid Jorgensen is the choir's founder and director. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. Thanks for speaking with me.
It's obviously been an overwhelmingly positive response to the Couch Choir. I assume this has exceeded all of your expectations. More than 40 countries have submitted videos to be part of this one.
Yeah, it's really mind-boggling. I mean, we've had singers from every continent except Antarctica, so if you know anyone there, give them a bell. But it's like 6,000 joined in for that clip that you heard from Heroes, and this Sunday our video involved 3,500 people from around the world. So the numbers are, it's a pretty big choir.
And in terms of actually putting these videos together, every TV video editor I know thinks it would be a nightmare. How do you do it?
It is an absolute nightmare, but also it's a bit of a treat because we think, you know, we're wrangling numbers that are just unbelievable. One video editor is doing it all. Her name's Paris Owen, and she's 23 years old, and she's a bit of a video genius, and she receives the submissions from people's phones all around the world and just sits there and manually syncs them together. I put together the audio of everyone involved. All it is just people sending in footage of themselves on their phone in isolation, wherever they might be, and they just trust us to put the footage together. So I'm really proud that we can turn it around and make something so magic that involves so many people.
Obviously, for a lot of people, this has been a particularly tough time. What have you heard from the people that have participated in what this has done for them?
Yeah, well, when you submit your video to be part of Couch Choir, you can leave a note in the submissions, and it's almost become a bit of a confessional because people are leaving us really personal and heartfelt messages, and we've had, you know, really surprising involvement. I read a message from a New York City emergency doctor who said they just finished a 15-hour shift and were feeling really down about, I don't know, the world and life, and then they decided to sing with us for half an hour, and it just really turned things around for them in that moment. And, you know, there's people like, I've had messages from kids saying that they've been bullied at school for being part of the choir, and then suddenly they feel safe again to join in and to sing freely from their own homes, and or just parents so grateful for a moment where their kids can be distracted from their homeschooling situation. Like, there's lots of things going on around the world right now, and I'm so proud to be able to offer some reprieve.
I was pretty astonished to read that amid all of this and the great work that you're doing, that you actually got targeted by cyber scammers.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing as everything moves online. Obviously, you know, the online world can be a little bit tricky to navigate. And when we launched our event last Thursday, dozens of events called Couch Choir suddenly started popping up, and they were commenting to our fans asking for credit card details in order to participate with our free event, which unfortunately, given that we are relying solely on donations to make it through this, it turned a lot of people off participating and donating. So that's really disappointing. I would really encourage people to click on the author of any comment that you see on social media that seems suspicious, because of course when you click on it you can see it's not a verified profile, or, you know, just get in touch with us if you're worried. But yeah, hopefully it's not the sign of things to come, and that we can still trust each other online a little bit.
So what happens after all of this? Do you go back to being Pub Choir, or do you retain a bit of the Couch Choir thing? I know a lot of people are contemplating some of the changes they've made during this time and thinking, oh, you know, I might hang on to some of those things I did differently.
Yeah. I mean, Couch Choir has revealed to us that what we do could be more accessible. And we've had notes from people saying, you know, I live rurally and I could never dream of coming to a show, and suddenly I'm included in this community. And that, for me, has been really eye-opening. And I sincerely will hope to continue Couch Choir, but also I'm really looking forward to doing pub choir physically, because that's the magic of choir, I think, exists in the room. But it is really nice to know that we can still make a sense of community online, and I definitely will hope to do that in the future.
And so you've put together another track in time for Mother's Day. What have you done this time?
Yeah, it's a Stevie Wonder song called Love's in Need of Love Today. I think it's got one of the most iconic and beautiful choir openings in popular music. And yeah, we've got it ready for Mother's Day, 3,500 people. We even had a submission from one of the cast members of the Broadway musical Hamilton, which is insane, because it's the biggest musical phenomenon in the world at the moment. So that's really exciting little Easter egg to be included in our clip on Sunday.
All right, well, let's take a listen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Astrid, here it is. Here's the Couch Choir. Sneak peek of the Couch Choir, their next release, In Time for Mother's Day. It's Stevie Wonder's Love in Need of Love Today. And you can find the full release as of Sunday. Enjoy it with your mum. If you're seeing her, if you're in a state where you're not allowed to do that, send her the clip. You can look it up online under Pub Choir. That was Astrid Jorgensen, vocalist, conductor and composer.